Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Moonlander, How We Developed the Apollo Lunar Module by Thomas J. Kelly offers an insider-focused account of how NASA and its contractors designed, built, and qualified the Lunar Module, the spacecraft that made the first human landings on the Moon possible. Kelly, a senior leader on the program at Grumman, frames the Lunar Module as a one-of-a-kind engineering response to an unprecedented mission, a vehicle that had to operate only in space, descend to an unprepared surface, lift off again, and rendezvous in lunar orbit, all with extreme limits on mass, power, and time. The book emphasizes the practical realities behind historic footage and famous milestones, highlighting the design trade-offs, management decisions, test failures, and systems integration challenges that shaped the final machine. Rather than a purely celebratory narrative, it focuses on how complex aerospace projects are actually executed, from early concepts through hard lessons learned, providing a detailed window into the technical and organizational work that turned an audacious national goal into flight hardware. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the mission and selecting the lunar module concept. A central theme is how mission definition drives design. The lunar module was not a generalized spacecraft. It was tailored to the lunar landing profile adopted for Apollo, including separation from the command and service module, powered descent, surface operations, ascent, and rendezvous. The book highlights how requirements emerged, shifted, and hardened as NASA refined schedules, safety expectations, and performance margins. It also explains why the lunar module looked so unconventional. It did not need aerodynamic shaping, it needed large landing gear, wide visibility, and maximum usable volume at minimal mass. Kelly underscores the criticality of early architectural decisions, such as staging into separate descent and ascent sections, and the effect of those decisions on propulsion, structures, wiring, and operations. This topic also explores how multiple stakeholders influenced the concept, from NASA centers to contractors and subsystem suppliers, and how competing priorities were reconciled. The discussion is valuable because it shows that the lunar module was not inevitable. It was the result of disciplined trade studies, risk assessments, and the acceptance of specialized solutions to meet a singular objective under intense time pressure. Secondly, engineering under extreme constraints, mass, reliability, and human factors, the Lunar Module program illustrates engineering at the edge of feasibility. Kelly details how mass limits shaped almost every choice, forcing relentless weight reduction without compromising reliability. He emphasizes the systems engineering mindset required to manage interconnected constraints. A heavier structure demands more propellant, which demands larger tanks, which further increases mass, cascading through the design. Alongside weight, reliability dominated the decision space because the lunar module became a lifeboat capability and a crew-critical vehicle. The book describes approaches to redundancy, fault tolerance, and cautious design margins, while also acknowledging that too much conservatism could make the vehicle too heavy to fly. Human factors also appear as practical design challenges. Cockpit visibility during landing, controls and displays, crew workload, and procedures that had to work under stress, limited time, and bulky suits. The narrative shows how designers translated astronaut feedback into hardware changes and how operational realities influence placement of windows, handholds, switches, and equipment stowage. The overall lesson is that engineering excellence is not only about clever mechanisms, but about balancing competing demands in a controlled, testable way. Thirdly, propulsion and guidance, making powered landing and ascent possible, powered descent to the lunar surface and ascent back to orbit were the lunar module's defining technical tasks, and Kelly uses them to illustrate disciplined development of propulsion and guidance. The descent engine required controllable thrust and stable behavior across a wide range of operating conditions, while the ascent engine needed high reliability with no realistic possibility of repair. The book discusses how propulsion choices interact with tank design, feed systems, valves, ignition, and thermal control, and why simple, robust solutions were favored where possible. Guidance, navigation, and control are presented as an integrated problem, combining sensors, onboard computing, and crew procedures to manage a demanding flight profile that included hovering, diverting, and landing site selection. Kelly emphasizes that performance on paper is not enough. Dynamic stability, transient behavior, and failure modes must be understood and tested. He also highlights how system interfaces can become the true source of complexity, such as how engine performance affects guidance solutions and how control response impacts pilot workload. Readers gain an appreciation for the incremental process of verification, from component tests through integrated system tests, leading to flight readiness in a high-stakes environment. Fourthly, testing, failures, and quality. Learning faster than the schedule. the book conveys that the lunar module's success depended on an aggressive, layered testing and quality program that exposed problems early enough to fix them. Kelly describes how development testing, qualification, and acceptance were structured to validate components, subsystems, and full vehicle performance, often revealing unexpected interactions. He treats failures as data, but also as management challenges because each major issue threatened cost, schedule, and confidence. This topic includes the realities of configuration control, documentation, inspection standards, and supplier management across a wide industrial base. The narrative shows how quality is not merely compliance, it is a feedback system that tightens processes, improves workmanship, and reduces variation, especially when building flight hardware with narrow tolerances. Kelly also discusses the pressure of the Apollo timeline and how teams prioritized what to test, how deeply to test it, and how to interpret results without either complacency or paralysis. The value for modern readers is the clarity that high reliability emerges from repeatable processes, accountable decision-making, and a willingness to confront bad news early. It is a practical case study in building confidence through evidence rather than optimism. Lastly, Program Management and Collaboration, NASA, Grumman, and the Supply Chain, Beyond Engineering, Kelly emphasizes that the Lunar Module was a management achievement requiring coordinated decision-making across NASA centers, the prime contractor, and numerous suppliers. He illustrates how technical progress depends on clear responsibilities, effective communication channels, and rapid resolution of disputes over requirements, interfaces, and verification methods. The book highlights the constant balancing act between oversight and autonomy. NASA needed insight and control for safety and mission assurance, while contractors needed flexibility to innovate and solve problems quickly. This topic also covers the practical tools of large program execution, such as design reviews, milestone tracking, risk management, and configuration boards that prevent uncontrolled changes from destabilizing the system. Kelly addresses how leadership handled schedule pressure, resource constraints, and the morale challenges of extended high-intensity work. The supply chain dimension is especially relevant, showing how component availability, workmanship consistency, and subcontractor integration can become critical path issues. Readers come away with a grounded understanding that complex aerospace programs succeed when technical rigor and organizational discipline reinforce each other, and when teams share a unified mission while still maintaining the skepticism needed for safety-critical work. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how a historic spacecraft was actually developed, including engineers, project managers, students in aerospace or systems engineering, and space enthusiasts who prefer real-world detail over simplified legends. It benefits a reader's life by providing transferable lessons in problem-solving under constraints, how to translate a mission into requirements, how to manage trade-offs, how to test and validate assumptions, and how to make decisions when time, money, and safety all compete. The Lunar Module story also reinforces habits that matter in any technical career, such as documenting choices, controlling changes, and treating engineers, project managers, compared with many Apollo-era books that focus primarily on astronauts, mission timelines, or broad history. This one stands out for its development perspective, and for the emphasis on the engineering and management mechanisms that made success repeatable. It is worth buying because it connects iconic achievements to practical methods, offering a case study that remains relevant to modern high-stakes projects in aerospace, software, and complex hardware systems where integration and disciplined execution often determine the outcome. If you would like to support Thomas J. Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.